I'll take the rest of your watch, Kendall. Get below, fast. We've got another killing on our hands. And this time it's Ilona Fedorov.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
I was only out of her cabin for a few minutes, Kendall. The killer must have been hiding somewhere along the companionway. I'd gone to help Major Challoner back to his cabin and to find out why no one was on guard outside tonight. When I came back, I found her like this.
On watch, I'd had the feeling that the storm was blowing itself out. That by midnight, the Tangmar would be in calm water again. And that was true of the storm above decks. But down in Ilona Fedorov's cabin, a different kind of storm had blown up with savage ferocity. This time, the instrument of destruction was one of Dr. Lawler's scalpels. And I found myself wondering how the murderer had obtained it. The only fingerprints on it were Dr. Lawler's. It was just possible that I was face to face with the murderer I sought at last. The doctor, who'd warned me only that afternoon that Ilona Fedorov was in danger.
You didn't take any notice of me, did you, Kendall? I warned you that this might happen.
I know that, Lola. That's the thing that puzzles me. How could you have been so sure that Miss Fedorov would be the next victim?
You think I killed her?
These are your fingerprints.
Oh, for heaven's sake, man. When I came back and found her, I acted automatically. I removed the weapon and tried to help her. Even as I did so, I knew I was too late.
I see. And you said there was no one on guard outside this cabin tonight? I thought Mr. Cregan was to take care of that.
So did I. When I went up to inform Captain Goddard of what had happened, I mentioned it to him. About the guard, I mean. He said that Cregan had spoken to him that afternoon. Asked to be relieved of guard duty.
He say why?
I don't care what his reasons were, Kendall. All I know is that Ilona... She's dead, Kendall. Murdered because none of you thought her life was important enough to save.
Oh, Martin, try and...
Calm down. Is that what you're going to say? On the very day that I begged you for more protection, pleaded with you to see that nothing happened to her, that's the time you decide not to have a guard on duty. If I had my way, Mr. Cregan would be arrested for neglecting his duty. And the same goes for Captain Goddard and for you, Kendall.
I know how you feel, Lola, believe me.
Find the man or woman who murdered Ilona and give me just 5 minutes alone with that person.
Well, you know that's impossible. Now listen to me. I want to know everything that happened from the time you left this cabin. How long you were out of it, who you were with, the whole story. Don't leave out the smallest thing.
All right. We're sitting in here talking. Then Major Challoner came in drunk. He was as objectionable as usual, and I suggested he should return to his own cabin. As he left, Ilona seemed to think that he needed assistance, so I went with him. When I opened the door, he was slumped down against the companionway. Then I noticed that there was no one on guard. I tried to help Challoner to his feet, but he was pretty much of a dead weight. I finally got him to the door of his cabin where I left him, and I went off to look out for Mr. Cregan.
So you didn't actually see Challoner go inside his cabin?
He had the door half open.
Was the cabin empty?
I didn't notice why.
I just want to get it straight, that's all. Then you went after Cregan?
Yes.
Did you find him?
No. I knocked on his cabin door and there was no answer. I was going to try to open the door and one of the seamen came along the companionway and told me that Cregan was down in the engine room. And that I'd better not disturb him, not unless I wanted to be ordered back to my quarters.
Cregan's been in a filthy temper ever since that business with Jones. Go on.
Oh, none of this helps, Kendall. All that matters is that when I got back here, I found that this light was out and Ilona was... What I was doing while I was away from her cabin is not important.
This seaman you saw, do you know his name?
No. I've seen him a few times on deck. I'd know him again.
Good. So I can check your story with Challoner and this seaman. Have you any idea how long it was between the time you left Challoner at his door and the time you saw this seaman?
About 5 or 6 minutes, I suppose.
Thanks, Doctor.
If you're trying to say that after I left Chelan, I came back here and killed Alona and went off to find Cregan, you're wrong. I didn't kill her. I couldn't. I loved her, Kendall. Loved
her. Major Challoner, according to Dr. Lawler, you went to Ilona Fedorov's cabin last night and you were drunk. Is that right?
I haven't the faintest recollection.
Now, look here, Challoner.
The events of last night are a blur to me.
But you must remember something.
I was an aesthetize, Kendall. Purposely, I might add. And this morning, I'm paying the penalty. So if you're quite finished...
Ilona Fedorov was murdered last night. Does that mean anything to you?
I gathered something unpleasant must have happened. In my shattered condition, I've noticed the undertone of tension in the air this morning.
And unless you can account for your movements at the time she was killed, then I wouldn't find it difficult to say your drunkenness last night was an act. An act which allowed you to get away with murder.
You mean literally?
It's been done before.
If you doubt that I was drunk, take a look at that bottle of whiskey. I think if you'd care, you might squeeze just one nip out of it.
All right, so you were drunk.
My head's proof of that. Now, why don't you go away, Kendall? I want to go back to sleep. You know, you could have proved my condition by waking me up last night.
I tried to. I have come in and dragged you out of your bunk, except that your door was locked from the inside.
Does that sound as if I was in a normal slumber?
It could mean that you were in here wide awake and determined not to answer the door.
Dirk Kendall, my boy. I know exactly how much you'd like to pin this on me, but it won't wash, just as the other crimes couldn't be laid at my door.
That hasn't been proved yet.
I have Sharon's alibi for the time that, what was his name? Where's Blake? The time he was killed.
And without that alibi, you'd be under arrest now.
Well, then I must be grateful to Sharon, in spite of her apparent loathing.
Listen, Challoner. Were you with any of the other passengers last night?
I really can't say. If I was, then I must have been very drunk, wasn't I, since I can't stand the sight of them.
Then you can't or won't help me at all, not even to back up Dr. Lawler's story.
Exactly. Well, you'd better run along, Kendall. Your investigation beckons. Oh, by the way, since you seem to doubt my story, to doubt that I was drunk last night, too drunk, I might add, to hurt a fly, there is something I can tell you.
What?
One night in the desert, I was in charge of a section of the line near Mirza Matru. I was drunk then, Kendall, and that's why I was invalided out of the army. Now get out of my sight, you're making my hangover worse.
If I was a superstitious man, quartermaster, I'd swear that that storm last night was the work of a devil.
Why, sir?
Because the moment Ilona Fedorov was killed, it started to die out. As if the elements knew what was going to happen. And the moment it did, they were satisfied. Well, don't look at me like that, man. I'm not out of my mind. What's our rate of knots?
10, sir.
And apart from losing one of the boats, no damage. Just another murder. Nothing to worry about at all.
You sent for me, Skipper?
I did, Mr. Cregan. I suppose you know what happened aboard my ship last night.
Aye.
Doesn't concern you that if you'd not backed down on your guard duty, Miss Fedorov might still be alive.
I warned you of the way I felt. You had plenty of time to appoint someone else.
Yeah, I know I did. And with a storm, I forgot, Chief. I went off watch last night, and I must have been asleep in a matter of seconds. Next thing I remember was Dr. Lawler knocking on the door, yelling that she was dead.
And the person who killed this Peter Slavin has now got 3 murders to answer for.
No, he hasn't. Or she hasn't.
What does that mean?
Dirk Kendall was going to see that everyone heard the truth about Slavin's death this morning. So it won't hurt if I tell you, Mr. Cregan. Colonel Hacking of Interpol sent Kendall a message informing him that Slavin was killed in a waterfront brawl and that his killer had been apprehended. So the murderer we're looking for is someone else again.
Did you see this message?
Aye, I did. Sparks brought it up to the bridge himself.
And why has Kendall kept quiet about it till now? If it isn't some kind of trick, that is.
Why in heaven's name would it be a trick?
Well, he seems to dream of all kinds of schemes to find this murderer. Like the time he was waiting in his cabin, claiming he knew the killer's identity and he intended to arrest him. That was the night Blake was killed.
It's no trick this time. It's the truth. I saw that message with my own eyes.
Look, I know how you feel all about this, Skipper. We've sailed together a long time now, and... well, I'd have liked her last voyage to be one we'd look back on with pleasure.
Pleasure? Commanding a floating morgue.
Yeah, maybe if I had been on guard duty last night, Miss Fedorov would be alive now. But there have been other times when she would have been unprotected, Skipper. You know that. We can't follow them around 24 hours a day.
It's an odd thing, Chief, but after the first shock, it's almost as if we're following some kind of predestined pattern. I'm beginning to wonder if any of us will be alive when we reach Jamaica.
I'd give my right arm to bring her back.
Then I wish you'd have thought the same last night, when you allowed that damn fool accusation of a man like Jones to stand between you and your duty.
Now listen to me, Skipper. While we're in that storm, the engines needed my full attention. If I hadn't been down there tending them, watching that shaft bearing with my hat in my mouth the whole time in case it seized up, then maybe none of us would have been here this morning.
If you can't trust your officers...
Trust them! Of course I trust them. While I can watch them, while I can see that they're carrying out my orders. I stepped out of the engine room for 5 minutes last night. And when I got back, that shaft bearing was red hot because I'm full of a greaser had forgotten to use an oil can. So remember that, Captain Goddard. My job is to tend the engines of this ship, not to find murderers.
As I went to talk with Tuca to find out if he'd seen the doctor or Major Challoner the night before, I was in for another shock in this passage of the Tangmar.